And now, here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. C. Edmondson from Martham feels that body-worn cameras will not stop problems on the Broads. I see the Broads Authority are to supply all their rangers and key attendants with body cams in an effort to stop antisocial behaviour and abuse. How is this going to work when the Broads Authority have no actual powers to enforce any rules? Antisocial behaviour and also damage, injury and sadly deaths will continue because nothing can or will be done. The wearing of cameras will not stop any of it. With reference to these so-called factions of navvies and parkies reported in the media, I would like to know where to meet these alleged groups, because after 50 years of using our waterways for pleasure and work, I've never once come across anyone from either faction. They simply do not exist. What does exist, and I hear time and again, is the anger and frustration levelled at the Broads Authority CEO, Mr. Packman, who seems hell-bent on letting our unique waterways die before our very eyes.
Willem Buttinger from Norwich comments about the proposal for new towns. We don't want to become a new town. Is Norwich due to be identified as one of Rachel Reeves' new towns to be announced within the next 12 months? She's referencing the King's speech on the July the 17th. An analysis by the architecture firm Urbanist Architecture, based on extensive research, has pinpointed 20 locations for new towns that stand out because of their strategic economic potential and infrastructure, including Cambridge and Norwich. Details are available on their website. The best local example of the potential for such a new town is Greater Peterborough. How do we feel about the prospect of Norwich becoming like Peterborough? If Norwich is announced as a new town, my money is on the controversial Western Link being built. I await the announcement with trepidation.
Our next writer, Marilyn Aldous from Attleborough, believes a change is needed to fly tipping rules. Having just read about the farmer who has had rubbish fly-tipped on his land, I was amazed to learn that the fly-tippers cannot legally be made to clear it up. Even after they have been identified and fined, the responsibility is still on the landowner, which seems to me to be extremely unfair. Also, there is legislation in place to limit the options of sharing the identity of fly-tippers. Why is this? They are criminals, and other criminals are identified in the paper with their names and sometimes a photograph. What is so special about this category of crime? They should be named and shamed, and the fines should be much higher, and the cost of removing the rubbish should also be compulsory, not an unenforceable option.
Bill Woodnow of Swanton Morley believes Keith Skipper is banging the drum for good reason. As usual, Keith Skipper reminds us all of the threats looming over our Norfolk way of life. The return of Labour to power brings with it dire warnings by Sir Keir Starmer that objections to the guts being ripped out of Norfolk by enormous housing developments on good farmland will be swept aside in the name of progress. We can take no comfort in assuming that Tory MPs such as George Freeman, who has been re-elected, will do anything to halt the insane scramble to build, build, build. After all, when in power, he and his like were mainly occupied by getting rid of Boris Johnson, while behind them the rape of the huge swathes of good farmland went unheeded. The fact that Johnson alone was the reason for their sweeping majority went by the board. Boris had to go to the Conservative House of Cards collapsed behind him. Make no mistake, the return of Tories MPs such as George Freeman at the recent election was more of a vote against Labour than a vote for Conservatives. So now Starmer tells us we must look forward to more of the same proposed garden towns to change the character of our county forever. There is but one voice of complaint, that of Keith Skipper, and we should all support his objections.
Peter Mannion from Coltishall thinks Nigel Farage's influence isn't all bad. For Nigel Farage to have the ear of Donald Trump, pun not intended, most likely the next president of the USA could be of great value to the UK. Sean Marriott, in his letter dated July the 19th, humorously suggested Nigel's ambition was to be Trump's butler. However, let's not underestimate the influence that butlers can have, as anyone familiar with the dynamic duo of Jeeves and Worcester by P.G. Wodehouse can attest. With Brexit and reform securing 4 million votes in the recent election, Nigel is one of the 21st century's most influential politicians. That Trump admires and listens to him is helpful to the UK.
Our final writer, Ron Brewer from Old Buckingham, is suggesting the actor George Clooney for the next American president. Perhaps the Democratic Party in the US should put forward George Clooney as their presidential nominee. I am old enough to remember an actor getting elected president before, and I am sure young George, only 63, could put up a really good fight and win against Donald Trump.